Well, good morning, everyone. How are you this morning? Good. Did you hear our gospel lesson this morning? The gospel, Jesus telling a story about the mustard seed and about the leaven. And we'll talk about that a little bit. He's talking about the small little things. The small little things. Are you all little people? Are you sometimes referred to as, besides children, are you sometimes referred to as little people? Yeah. Probably. Miss Becky probably called them, when she was a school teacher, probably referred to them as little people, right? Maybe. So, well, you're little people, you're just not completely grown up yet. And sometimes, people forget how special you are, especially in the kingdom of God. How many of you, I want you to be honest, how many of you have ever had an imaginary friend? An imaginary Gabriella, anybody else? Or a teddy bear or a baby doll that talks to you or that you talk to? All right, we got Zach. Zach, come on, Zoe. Do they really do that? Do you really see, is there really an imaginary friend, Gabriella? Maybe. Does your Zach, who talks to you? Who do you talk to?
My stuffed animal.
Your stuffed animal. I did too. I had a stuffed bear called Tommy. It was a little, sort of like a panda bear that my mom and dad had given me when I was real young. And I used to talk to Tommy. I used to have conversations with him. Yeah. Yeah. You know, one of the gifts that children have is the gift of wonder and imagination. Wonder. Every day is wondrous. Every day the world is new and fresh. It's not the same. It's a new adventure, isn't it? Now, some days are worse than others, but God has blessed you children with not only the gift of imagination, but wonder. Now we look around here this morning and there's not a whole lot of people that we can see. In fact, this is probably one of the worst Sundays we've ever had in terms of butts in the pews. Pardon the expression. But you know, we're not about counting noses and nickels when it comes to the kingdom of God. Rather, God invites us to something awesome every Sunday, every Mass. Look around. Do you see the angels? Can you see the angels? Can you see the saints of heaven? All here gathered around the altar. You can't even count them. There's so many. They're like the stars of the sky. Can we really see them with our eyes? Probably not, but you know what? With your imagination, with the eyes of faith, with the faith of a child, God can do wondrous things with small things. Just like the mustard seed. That's a tiny little seed, and you know what? It grows up into a big seed. Jesus says, it's the greatest among the herbs. Such it grows up so big that even the birds nest in it. Or like the little bit of leaven. Have you ever helped your mom make bread? The little bit of yeast, it makes the whole big loaf get large and big. You see, you all, the children, you help us to be the leaven. You are, along with us, the mustard seeds. Even though you're little people, you're small people. You say, what can I do? How can I make a difference right here at St. John the Baptist? How can I make a difference in my school or my preschool class or even in my own family? I'm just a little person. You know, the prophet Zechariah said this, Zechariah 4, verse 10. He said, for who has despised, he asked the question, who has despised the day of small things. Who has despised the day of small things? And then he said, I'm setting a plumb line in your midst. A plumb line is something that makes sure that everything is straight. It's plumb. You know, we can try to keep things plumb, but until the Word of God, until Christ is planted in our midst and he's here, then we know that we have been joined to him, that we're living a life in his glory. I want to just finish up with a story. And there's a lot of stories I could tell you about me as a kid. And I think some of the grown-ups have heard me tell this story before. But talking about the kingdom of God, understanding something about the kingdom of God. When I was in middle school, I was in sixth grade, I remember this. I was in sixth grade, I was already riding a bus because we lived over on Hillside Avenue. I was riding a bus, and sixth graders, that was a terrible age. Kids became very cruel in the sixth grade. But after school, everybody wanted to, as soon as they released us to our bus, everybody wanted to get to the front of the line so that they had the best seats on the bus. And on this particular day, me and one of the guys that rode the bus with me, Kevin Schuff, who was one of my neighbors, Kevin and I were at the very back of the line. And Mr. Hodges, who was a science teacher, he helped to police all that out there. And we were at the back of the line, and Kevin said to me, he said, great, we're last. We'll never get a good seat. And I remember hearing the scripture about Jesus saying, the first shall be last, and the last what? The last shall be first. Good. So I said to Kevin, I said, that's okay. Jesus said, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. And he said, yeah, right. In other words, yeah, what's that got to do with this? Well, you know what? God did a wondrous thing. Right at that moment, Mr. Hodges, who was standing at the front of the line, said, all right, I'm tired of you kids up here at the front fighting to be first. He said, so I want everybody who's at the front of the line to get to the back, and everybody at the back of the line to the front. And you know what? Right before our eyes, God did a miracle, because he wanted that young man to know that his truth is truth, that his word is truth. Now, you know, it wouldn't have changed the truth of that even if that never happened. But not only did it reinforce my faith, not only did it say, you know, I was a little person then, you might be find that hard to imagine that I was ever a little person, but I was. I was a little person like you. And out of my mouth came the word of God, which God then enabled to be fulfilled in that particular circumstance, right in our presence, right before our eyes. I will never forget that. And I hope that Kevin Schuff will never forget that. That maybe it planted something in his heart. You see, we are not to despise the day of small things. And we can look at our parish and think, we're small. You can look at yourself and say, I'm small, what can I do? But you, boys and girls, you are the mustard seeds. You are the leaven. You are the pearls of great price, because God has called you to his kingdom. So let us give thanks. Let us give thanks for where God has put us. Never despise you being a child, because in your hearts, you help us. You help us, the grown-ups, to behold the wonder of it all, the wonder of God's kingdom. So thank you, and may God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.